old preacher John, we call him Elder John, or Parson John. And joke one time they said, if a Baptist preacher come around, said you better hide the chickens, they love chicken. Said the Methodists come around, they like pork chop. Said you sure better watch them old holiness or they'd steal your wife in a minute. That was just a joke. I'd hear them old folks talking like that. Well, the preacher come, you know, we used to feed the preachers on Sunday. One family would have to feed them in the next, rotating around for the month.
Yeah.
Because old preachers would walk, they'd have to walk sometimes 15, 20 miles to their church. And I've heard them talk about that they would go on Saturday nights and sleep on the benches so they'd be there Sunday morning. That's a long walk, ain't it? 15 or 20 miles.
Sure is.
I believe I'd try to find me another job.
Or a horse to ride or something. How about trains? Do you ever ride the trains?
Yeah, I did when I had to go to Wilmington. When I was working up north, I rode the train. Well, in fact, I rode the train more than a bus. But I found out it was cheaper to fly if you're working out of state. Like, I've done a lot of working up north, and like Boston, I'd fly into Boston, New York, or to Portland, Maine, and then places like that. Baltimore, any place that was any distance.
Yeah.
I would just catch a plane and get airborne and land.
Yeah.
And you not give out.
Yeah.
If you got to ride a bus all day, you're not rest the next day then before you go to work. And I learned that after so many years. I'd get you cleaned out of Wilmington in the morning. Lord, I'd be in New York City and down to the doctor and fresh enough to go to work, 8 hours. But if I got on that train and chuckle-luck all day and half the night, I was dead tired. And I tried driving it, and that's too much.
Yeah. Where'd you catch the train?
Out of Wilmington.
They have a place there.
Yeah. They've done away with that now. We don't have no train service now. I don't think you got one. There's one or two trains that does run. Seems like you got one that comes out of Florida going north, or used to have. I believe you still got one out of Chicago to New York.
They don't have very many routes.
And from New York to Washington.
You can go from Atlanta to Washington and New York.
You can.
Same.
Well, yeah. I haven't. See, I haven't rode a train in years and years. They moved the train station from Wilmington. They tore up the track. They've been done that, I reckon, 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't feasible to ride the train when you had that many passengers.
Now, what would you call the town of the county where they have a courthouse and all that?
County seat.
And how about somebody who wasn't from around the community, but from off somewhere?
We call them foreigners. Foreigners? Down around here we would.
Yeah?
Yeah, they used to say foreigners. But it wouldn't say foreigners, say foreigners.
Yeah.
That was a slur.
Yeah. You got a lot of people moving in here now.
Oh, my Lord, yeah. We don't even know our neighbors now.
Yeah.
Used to years ago, I knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're moving in so fast, I don't even know. Some of them real good and jolly acting and good to get along with. Some of them act stuck up, maybe. Of course, we got some natives like that, more than anything.
Yeah.
But general rule, most people are good people. As a general rule.